In Iraq today, the trial of former regime officials in the killing of tens of thousands of Kurds has resumed, but without its most noted defendant. Saddam Hussein, of course, was hanged just over a week ago. Since then, the former leader has been revered as a martyr by some Iraqis. NPR's Jamie Tarabay sent this postcard from Baghdad.
A few days after Saddam was hanged, Sunni Arabs in Baghdad began calling each other with a fervent message. Go outside and look up into the night sky. Saddam's face is in the moon. Marwandia, a lab worker, said his neighbors banged down his door to tell him to go and take a look. He was astonished by what he saw.
Saddam's image was very clear. His face, his glasses, his face was there in the moon.
That night, Dia snapped images of the moon with his camera phone and told more of his friends to also go and see.
One of them saw Saddam in the moon and confirmed my story, but my other friend wasn't as sure. In other words, he laughed at me.
For Dia and other Iraqis who stood outside on that cold, wet Baghdad night, the vision of Saddam up in the sky was tantamount to a curse on the country. Iraqis have long been superstitious. Saddam himself was said to have employed a fortune teller. Another rumor often repeated here is that his daughter paid a sorcerer in Chad $2 million for a spell that would make her father invisible. Dia says the current violent state of Iraq was Saddam's way of cursing Iraqis.
Some people are avenging him. They want to prove that Saddam was a good ruler. As you know, he had many followers and loyalists.
And now he has more. Ever since Saddam's December 30th execution, loyal Sunni Muslims, Iraqi and otherwise, have flooded the internet with words, songs and poems in veneration of the former leader. This song is called Saddam is the Leader of the Arab Nation, a reference to Saddam's long-standing support of the Palestinian cause and his pan-Arab nationalism. The video was created by a Palestinian. The song goes, he is strong, he is strong. His sword is between the ribs of the occupation. It shows Saddam in his final days, strong and defiant in the courtroom where he was eventually sentenced to death for crimes against humanity. افتح كتابك يا تاريخ واقلب صفحة ورا صفحة واقرأ عن بطل بالروح. A poem on the internet begins, O history, open your book. Turn your pages and read about a hero in our souls. Others loyal to Saddam paid homage in a more gruesome way. The media here reported a 15-year-old boy from Yemen, also named Saddam Hussein, hanged himself after seeing the video of Saddam's execution. Then there's the story of an Algerian woman who threw herself off a building after watching the same footage. Her family said she hadn't eaten a thing since Saddam was killed. In Morocco, a man lunged at his wife with a knife after the two had been arguing about the execution. The wife reportedly insisted that Saddam deserved to die, prompting her husband to attack her. The stories swirl around the world, and Iraqis continue to look to the sky for signs of Saddam. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad. نحن نبع العطاء يا عز السماء نحن نبع العبيد نحن صوت الضمير نحن قصف الرعود